67 degrees in Nashville with mostly clear skies overhead, and we do expect a mostly sunny day with a high in the low to mid-90s. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona, and here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Flags will fly at half-mast for the next week to honor the death of Dolly Parton, who passed away at the age of 80 yesterday. President Donald Trump announced that flags would be lowered on Truth Social, calling Parton one of the greatest country singers ever. A multi-platinum artist and Tennessee philanthropist, Parton has received her flowers from state officials on both sides of the aisle. Republican U.S. Senator and gubernatorial candidate Marsha Blackburn called Parton an iconic leader in the state. On top of her musical career, Parton was an economic and philanthropic powerhouse. She invested in early education and children's literacy through her Imagination Library program. She also started several businesses in the state, including a Dolly-themed amusement park in her hometown of Sevierville. Her most recent venture, a Dolly Parton take on the gas station chain Buc-ee's, opened earlier this summer. The Tennessee Democratic Party similarly praised those initiatives and mourned the loss of Parton. LGBTQ rights advocates from the Tennessee Equality Project to the National Human Rights Campaign also claim Parton, who spoke out against North Carolina's 2016 law barring trans kids from using the bathroom that aligns with their gender. Parton didn't often speak about political issues, but found herself as a figure for both Republicans and Democrats. After Tennessee lawmakers considered legislation to rename Nashville's airport after Donald Trump, nearly 55,000 people signed a petition to instead rename the airport after Dolly Parton. And amid the outpouring of love and grief throughout Nashville yesterday, fans processed what Dolly meant to them. To many, she was more than a musician, mogul, or icon. She felt like a member of their family. Catherine Wind was the first to walk up to Dolly's Songteller Hotel in downtown Nashville yesterday afternoon, carrying a dozen yellow roses.
She was a mother to us, really, to all us women. And she was a kind woman who showed the world so much love and care and kindness to everyone.
Hope Cook is a young woman who brought her camera out to a growing memorial at Dolly's stucco studio on 12 South. She grew up not too far away and drove past the studio frequently.
Whenever I was little, we'd always drive past up here, and my mom would always be like, "Oh, there's Aunt Dolly, say hey." And I'm grateful to know that I grew up here and that I share the same Tennessee roots as she does, or did.
You can find more remembrances on WPLN social media feeds or leave your own voicemail for today's This Is Nashville episode by calling 615-760-2000, and we will continue to hear about Dolly all throughout this morning on Morning Edition. And this is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.